Welcome to Love Where You Live. This is a podcast where we have conversations about what's awesome about living in Boulder County. And today I'm going to tell you a little bit about why we decided to have this podcast and create this and have these conversations. And by way of introduction, I am Michael Lovato, and I'm sitting here with my beautiful bride, Amanda Lovato. We're business partners. We're husband and wife. We're parents together. We do everything together. And people ask us all the time, how's that work? Well, we like each other. So it works pretty well. So before I do the intro, Amanda, thank you so much for being here on the inaugural Love Where You Live podcast.
You're so welcome.
It's a gift. I thought I was going to have to talk her into it, but she actually said, I should be on your first podcast. So Amanda's here, and this is why we're starting this conversation, is that we really feel like there are so many amazing people that come to Boulder, that live in Boulder, and they all come here for different reasons. So it's fun to find out those reasons. But also, you ask anyone what they love about Boulder, what's the top five? You're going to have a different top five every single time. That's my feeling. So we want to get those top fives. We want to find out what people love about it here. And then also we're just kind of dive in to some of the backstories about these people. So with that said, Amanda, you just tell us real quick, why did you move to Boulder and from where?
To be honest, Boulder was never on my radar. I was living in Baltimore, Maryland, and I was doing triathlon, and Michael and I met at a race in Montreal, Canada, and we essentially fell in love. And we dated for 2 years, and we decided, okay, well, if we're going to make this relationship work, we need to move somewhere to be together. So we visited San Diego for about 3 months, for about 3 weeks. And we thought, you know, even though it was a triathlon mecca, it was really busy. There was a lot of traffic. It was really beautiful, but it just didn't fit with us. And then we spent 3 weeks in Boulder, Colorado, and it was this sort of sleepy college town. There wasn't much traffic. We did a race. We had fun, and we thought to ourselves, this is the place where we want to be.
That sounds about right. I think I can verify that. So what year was that? Do you remember the year?
Oh gosh, 2001, right before 9/11.
That's right. So, okay. So we're talking 2001, very different town, but still very similar. So I'll just add to that. We came here with one dog. You had a dog.
Yep.
And our bikes.
Yep.
And just, if you can think back to what your first experience was in Boulder, can you describe it? Like we got here. What was your first impression?
Well, I loved it, but I also got altitude sickness as soon as I got here. You know, I was coming from Baltimore, which is below sea level, I believe, or maybe 80 feet above sea level. Nevertheless, it was something I wasn't used to coming here. And I jumped right into Ironman training. I think I was doing my first Hawaii Ironman that October, and I got off the plane and Michael took me for a 5-hour bike ride, 30-minute run, 30-minute swim. And for the next 2 weeks, I was in his aunt's basement, sick as a dog.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I was going to...
If I just interject with a tiny bit of accuracy, I think I said, well, I got to take it easy. I think we had one easy day. And then the second day was that bad planning on your boyfriend's
Well,
part.
We just didn't know what we were doing. You know, there was no real internet back then.
We weren't very well guided, and I'll say that is correct. So here's another thing. Tell me about this. When we were at Jane Scott's Master Swim at Scott Carpenter Pool, all kinds of talent in the water, as I remember, and we were looking to get out of Aurora, where my aunt lived. My aunt and uncle were in Aurora. They put us up, but we wanted to be in the Mecca. We wanted to be in Boulder. Figure it out.
Yeah.
And I remember raising a hand and saying, Jane Scott, can you help us out? Like, we don't have anywhere to stay.
That's right.
And we reached out to the entire triathlon community that was in the water at that time and said, Michael and Amanda here, they're from out of town. Anybody have a place they could stay for the next 2.5 weeks?
Oh, Diane Israel raised her hand. She had been in Boulder several years. She was the original Boulder triathlete. And she said, I would love for you guys to stay in my house. And it was right off of, what was it, Grant Street?
That's right.
Which is right below Chautauqua, which was, I mean, it was gorgeous. She was getting ready to renovate her house. It was empty. It didn't have any furniture. Did we buy a mattress? What did we do?
We did. I think we got an air mattress. She said, we have no furniture, but you're welcome to stay as long as you like. Construction doesn't start till you guys are gone.
Yep.
And I
so
remember,
generous.
So there's two of us here. It's 2001, and we're sitting there, and I remember being basically just magical place. We're at the base of the Flatirons, Chautauqua. Our run's just straight up Grant. You're on, which is just over from 9th Street. For those of you who don't know Grant, it's on the hill. It's upper Chautauqua. And we just roll across the street, run up the mountain.
That's right.
And just the beauty, I think, for us, we were like, oh, we made a good call here. San Diego's pretty, but this is a different level.
This was a totally different level.
And so, okay, let's just jump in, because that's super. When you a couple of early impressions, we had some struggles though. So let's just talk about, I remember we were like, hey, I'm not going to dive to the dirty, but let's say this, we couldn't even find lodging here, right? At first, because we were sort of in shock. Do you remember that part?
We were completely in sticker shock. I mean, I was coming from Baltimore, where I had bought this beautiful little row home for $99,000, and my mortgage, I think, was $600. And we came here, and a rental was $1,500, and it was not insulated or not comfortable, and we were just like, oh my God, how are we going to afford it?
Yeah. So this place Amanda describes, we never forget, this was 2324 Bluff Street. It was an acre. And it was a farmhouse built in 1902.
That's right.
So this little 1,000-square-foot place, we rented it for $1,500 a month. And this $2,001, so that wasn't getting, that was a lot of dough, still is. But so back then, we got into this place, a little 3-1 or a 2-1, and really nothing, a ton of space. We thought it was cool because there was space. Like, who gets an acre in downtown Boulder? But we moved into that house, and we're sitting there, and we've got two dogs, each of us, and a whole bunch of bikes.
No jobs. Well, we were struggling to find jobs,
and we had the
no money.
And we had the two obligatory Subarus, each of us. Mine was a vintage 87 Subaru. Amanda had a brand new 2002 Subaru.
We had love. We had love also.
And that's the thing. That's sort of where we had this rocky beginning. We're living in this place. About 6 months into living in this place, we thought it was kind of cool. The landlords come to us and they said, hey guys, guess what? You've got to go. Move. It's time to move. And this was something that we were like, wait a second, we signed a year lease. It's been six. They're like, sorry, we're selling this property. I'm going to build a couple houses here and you need to go. So we moved about four blocks away to 2448 Pine Street. You never forget this.
How do you remember these addresses?
I
remember the house, but I don't remember the address.
So tell us about the house. Go in there to detail about what that Pine and Folsom. No, mind you, anyone that lives in Boulder, the corner of Folsom and Pine, directly catty corner from Chan Foreign Car Service Station. Go for it. How was Pine?
Well, let's say the house was built in, I think, 1915. And I believe the insulation was from 1915. We would try to turn. I remember moving there in the middle of winter, sitting on the couch with a winter coat on, because even though we turned the heat up to 80, it was 15 degrees outside. So therefore it was 50 in the house.
Had a fire burning, didn't we?
At all times, but again, we had love.
Yeah.
So, it was definitely a bit of a struggle. Oh, and our rent, I believe, was it $1,400?
Was
it $1,500?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so we're there, and we're sort of rolling into from winter into summer, and we're starting to get a little bit more optimistic. But again, I'm trying to be a professional triathlete. There's not a lot of income apparently readily available when you first start the sport or ever. And then Amanda was a very accomplished age group athlete, but she didn't really have desires. Don't let me speak for you, Amanda. Cut me off if I'm wrong.
That's true.
But we were working retail jobs. I was at Fleet Feet. You were at
Title IX, making $8 an hour.
Making the bucks. Mm-hmm. And we were there. And I think one of the things that we realized, though, we were determined to be in downtown Boulder. We're determined to be within cruiser bike distance of all the cool stuff. And this is the restaurants and the cafes.
We were in our mid-20s and we wanted to be a part of all of that.
Yep. We wanted to be right in the throes. We wanted to be right there. So we did that and we lived there, guess what, for about 5 months. And then the same call, knock, knock, knock. Amanda, Michael, I'm selling my place. And so we're thinking.
Oh, wait. Remember what Angie said that the price was? She's like, I'm looking for $450,000 for the house. And back in 2000, what was that, 2002?
Yeah, exactly. Middle of 2002.
And $450,000, we were both in shock. I don't think she got that for the house.
I think they end up lowballing her. He got it for about $275,000. Yeah. It was on the corner. And I'll tell you right now, I remember my friend Ivy and I patched up the front fence because it had been knocked down.
I believe it was because
a car crashed into it. Yeah, and it actually took, I helped him.
Yeah. Well, no, I thought you said Ivan.
Ivy. I probably did. I thought you were trying to say accurately that I don't have any skills with building fences and that Ivy does. So I naturally got defensive. Either way, we had a car crash into our property. That was the gist. So here, let's fast forward. Let's stay away
but
from
again,
this.
But again, we had love.
And Amanda is very good and very kind to keep bringing that up. We did. We had a lot of struggle. We had a lot of tears and we had a lot of moving because ultimately after that, we moved to a place where we stayed for 3 years in the Wolf subdivision on Cedar. And this isn't really all about location and living in our story, but it was kind of fun because suddenly we found ourselves in a place that we were able to rent for 3 years before we were finally kind of able to start jumping into property ownership and that. But let's just go to this. So what was, when you first are here and you're like, okay, we have love, obviously the top number one thing about Boulder was you and me.
Sure.
But what was 2, 3, 4, and 5? Like, what were you really loving about early 2000s, Boulder County? Go.
Ooh, the trails. I had never run on trails like the trails here in Boulder. When I lived in Baltimore, it was all asphalt running, cement running, city running. Occasionally, you could go out into the country and run on some trails out there. But here, right out your door, you could run 2 to 3 hours and never hit asphalt. I'd say that was my number one. Number two, living around like-minded people. You know, we were around people who wanted to be athletic, who ate well, who, you know, did everything in the athletic lifestyle that we were trying to achieve. And then some of the best, well, we had the best coach, you know, in the country. We had Dave Scott and he was incredible. He's the one. I would have never been a professional triathlete without Dave Scott's confidence and encouragement. So he really, I think, propelled my athletic career.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I love that. And I remember that well. 2, 3, let's see, what would be another fourth or fifth thing that you can think back and say it was a hook or it kept you here?
Oh gosh. I don't know. I'll be honest. You know, there were times where I wanted to go. I wanted to go somewhere different.
Yeah.
Try something new. But you know, we had the curse of Chief Niwot that would always pull us back. And I'm not sad we never left. I mean, this is an incredible, beautiful place, and our children are thriving here.
Yeah.
The education for public schools is incredible here.
Yeah. So let's do this because I think you're cutting to, and that's a great foreshadowing because we're going to come to some of the why we stayed and what we have now. But real quick, I'll just touch on this because you're right. It wasn't all sunshine and rainbows. There were hard times. We did think about leaving a number of times. We did kind of view it as a part-time.
It's expensive here.
And that we could barely afford it. And we were spending a lot of money on rent. She referenced Chief Niwot's curse. If you haven't heard this legend, apparently Chief Niwot said that once you set eyes on Boulder County, you will never be able to be happy anywhere else. So he basically stated this curse early on. He said, people seeing the beauty of this valley will want to stay, and their staying will be the undoing of the beauty. Okay, that part, I think we've luckily had some people that have stepped in.
That's right.
And help prevent the complete undoing, but certainly change. I mean, that's something we can talk about and we will in future episodes. But I'm going to share, and maybe you can jog your memory of a couple more positive things back then. One thing I remember, you listed it, but I was fascinated by being in a place where you could be in the mountains and go high up and go visit these places, these small towns outside of town, Estes Park, Ward, Nederland, all of them within, if you're a good bike rider, an hour, you know, or so. If you're in a car, not much less. I can't do that anymore. But I loved having the access to the mountains, the beauty, and something that, you know, I grew up in Albuquerque, New Mexico, lived in Austin, Texas. Then I came here. They're not unattractive places by any stretch. They're quite beautiful. But being here, it's something that immediately I was, I think, per the curse of an IWOT, I just loved looking around. I loved seeing the mountains, the beauty, the plains. And that was something to me that really stuck early the first time I got here. So I don't know if I've jogged anything. I'm going to share another couple of things and we're going to move on if you have any other top fives. But really, I'll say this, you know, there was a kind of a growing triathlon and outdoor community. There were always, I think, elite athletes here. But what was kind of cool too is I think we weren't the first by any stretch, but we were at that early stages of where, you know, you had some people in the 80s and 90s that stayed and then Dave Scott was one of them.
Diane Israel, the original triathlete. The
original professional triathlete, and some of those names, but ultimately we were Colleen Cannon. We won't go through the names, but we definitely were here and were able to kind of ride the wave upward with that, with the sport, with the growth of the sport. And that was super fun to be a part of in this community. So I think we were aware of that happening. Let's do this. We'll shift gears a little bit. So, you know, you're not a whole bunch, but we're here now. What do you think would be something that kept you here? You said it, where you're from the East Coast, you've never been out here, altitude sickness, a lot of highs and lows. We did talk about leaving. We had love. But what would you say would be a one or two things that said, you know what, this is why you stayed?
Well, I mean, if you think about those early days, Michael, we were building our relationship. You know, Boulder, we came to Boulder. We were trying to figure out where our relationship was going. We both really loved it here. We had triathlon. We didn't have a lot of friends. Yeah. Remember, it took us a couple of years to really get that good friend group. And in the beginning, it really was the Boulder community, triathlon community. It was us trying to figure, I mean, we were young, we were in our early mid 20s and we were trying to figure out where our relationship was going to go. I'm not sure, but I mean, that's what I think of when I think of everything back then.
Yeah.
And I knew that I didn't really want to go back to Baltimore because I had already done all of that. I felt like it was, I needed to go forward, not back.
Amazing. Yeah, I agree 100%. The community did, once we kind of chiseled our win, we did feel embraced. And I'll ask this now, after the pro triathlon career and after all the times where we're racing and training all day long, 2012, 13, retirement is here. You move on from the sport. We have decided to start a family. And now we're in a whole different, completely different chapter. So I'll ask you this. In 2013, 14, our daughter Valentine is born. You know, 14, 15, you're raising a family. You're growing a real estate business. You've completely detached from that part of sport. At that point, what were some of the top fives about being here? What really do you say, now this is a great place to start my young family, grow my family?
Oh, I think back to that time, again, the community, knowing Anna Scott, moving to our previous home, having that neighborhood, raising Valentine and Zane later in that neighborhood, or starting both children out in that neighborhood, having so much support, being able to walk to the local grocery store and post office, all of that, just really, and feeling safe. I think that was a big part of it. You know, and the preschools were amazing. And then later the elementary school. I think we've been, Boulder, we're just blessed. The education here is exceptional, even for public schools. You know, someplace like Baltimore, we would have never had the opportunity, or we could have gone to public school in Baltimore. It's just much different.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So a lot that I'm hearing you. And one of the things that I that I feel really proud of is that we were able to find also in Boulder, a bilingual community.
That's right.
And from an early, obviously, you know, not everyone knows I speak Spanish, but both our kids are fluent in Spanish. They grew up speaking Spanish. And part of that was what you just referenced made me think our daycare, an in-home daycare when the kids are little with Blanca and Marcos, and they're from Venezuela and they live here and they raised their family here and they've been here ever since. And that community, and it grew then to the Uni Hill or University Hill Elementary School, which is one of these fantastic Boulder Valley School District schools, because Uni Hill, it's just an amazing community of bilingual or striving to be bilingual people.
That's right.
So, okay, that's great. And if I were to look at that as well, now just day-to-day life, you're not a triathlete. And you've moved past. That's good. No more of that lack of energy from being an Ironman athlete. No more sitting on the couch all day long because you can't do anything else. So, but what do you do? What's your favorite Boulder outdoor activities? First, we'll start with outside. You want to get outside. You've got four things you can pick. What are you going to do?
Well, I don't have a lot of time these days. You know, I have a 10-year-old daughter and I have a 6-year-old boy, and you know, and I have your help, which is amazing. I'd say the number one thing that I enjoy doing and that I try to do every single day is run. You know, it's easy. It's simple. I just put on my sneakers, go out the door. We're lucky enough to live near the reservoir, the Boulder Reservoir. I run around there. And that's probably my number one activity. You know, we work as you know.
As I'm aware of. Yes, I'm aware.
So, you know, we're always helping our clients try and buy or sell a house or market their house, speaking to people every day. The other thing I really enjoy is, you know, we rescued a pony a couple of years ago from Siri Lindley and Beck Keats Rescue, Believe Ranch of Rescue, when they were located in Longmont. And I'm always, every single day, I'm over at Triple Creek Ranch out in Longmont taking care of that pony or doing something with her. So that's something else I really enjoy.
Love that.
Yeah. I don't know. What else? I mean, we do a lot of activities with our children. Every afternoon, we have an activity with one or both of our kids. Last night, they did Melody Fairchild's run group, which we really love seeing them thrive doing that.
Yep.
Valentine rides over at Triple Creek Ranch. And then, you know, skiing up at Eldora every Saturday.
Yep, that's right. Every Saturday, Manda skipped last year. We don't have to go into the details of why you skipped last season unless you want to.
I'm skiing this season, so that's all that matters.
Back on the slopes. Okay, so, and then another thing, hikes, dog walks, stuff like that that's I see right. You doing. For me, if I were to look at the highlights, it is really just a remarkable place to exercise and to be outside and get fresh air from hikes. We highlight this all the time, but if I were going to just add something extra, it's just a little bit of a slowdown. I run. I love to run and swim, and I still ride my bicycle and I ski and this, but you know what? Just going out on a local trail and just walking with the dogs or by yourself, so magical. Because again, if you allow yourself to appreciate it, the beauty is crazy. And that's something I try never to lose sight of that.
And that's the great thing about Boulder. We've been in different neighborhoods throughout our last 22 years, 23 years now. In every neighborhood, we have loved where we have lived.
That's it. And I think that's the key. And I think that a great tie in here, it's something that I feel if you're in this area and you're thinking about moving to this area or you're here, you have to find the reason why you can enjoy it. What is important? Just to love it, like you said. And we've moved from that core. We used to want to be downtown, young, on the cruiser bike. And then we wanted a little bit further north, a little bit more space. And we kept kind of going there and then raising the kids. We were close to Lucky's Market in North Boulder.
More of a family vibe.
A little bit of a family vibe, a little bit of a quiet vibe and a lot of pedestrian vibe. And then now we've moved out by the Boulder Reservoir. We wanted space. We wanted a little bit of elbow room between us and our neighbors, and we wanted that access to the open space, and we're really fortunate to live out there now, and we really do love it. We say that every day.
That's right.
And so, okay, we're going to kind of get into the last little bit here, and then I want to say, we'll be back because we have a big, big goals to bring in some really fun people, ask them why they moved to Boulder, ask them what they love about Boulder and Boulder County as well. We do plan to chat with folks about Niwot, Louisville, Longmont, as well as even Lyons, some folks out there, and then some people right here in town. But we love this community so much. There's just some people we're really going to enjoy sharing their stories with you. So please do come back. Is there anything that you would add as far as, let's say you just moved here or you want to move here? What is the I wish I knew, or what would be a tip? So it could either be I wish I knew this when I came here, or I'm glad I found this out, I'm sharing it with you. Is there anything that comes to mind?
Well, you know, I think, you know, being parents now, especially safety mm-hmm. is a big concern of mine in this big wide world that we have. You know, this town makes me feel safe, makes me feel good about what my kids are doing. I love the activities that they're involved in, and all of the people that are involved in our lives. You know, it's an amazing community.
It is. That's right. I know you do. I think the first time we locked a door in a house that we lived in Boulder, ever that I remember ever locking a door, was me having this weird urge. As soon as we had a baby, I was like, I have to lock all the doors. I have some primal instinct of like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Just stand at the door and prevent intruders. But there is a safe vibe. I love that. And I think for me, what I would say, people, we experienced this, and I'll share this. When we first moved here, I did feel like a lot of people came here from elsewhere.
Oh, absolutely.
And when you have that, a little bit transient as well, where people come and go. And so you latch onto someone and then they leave town. And so I think for us, where we got through probably a decade of not really finding lasting, long, good, deep friendships outside of ourselves, I think that what I would recommend and what I kind of wish, you know, we did an okay job with this, but when you come here, think about the one thing that you love, that you really enjoy, that gives you just joy, and seek it out here and build community right away. Go, and because there is
That's
everything.
True.
If you are a CrossFitter, if you are a mountain climber, if you are a rock climber, cyclist, hobbyist, none of the above, pickleball. I mean, Boulder County has it all. Skier. I could list it all if I had a better brain. The point is, find someone that shares your passion, your joy, and get out and latch on, because those people, that's your tribe. And that's something that you and I, we do it with our business, with our kids, with our exercise. We really just want to be with our tribe. And here in Boulder, I promise you, you can find it. So look for that. And then I've got a great tip here. This is what we're going to talk about here, a little surprise attack. So this episode's coming out in front of Valentine's Day.
Yep.
And you and I have been together for Valentine's Day now almost 25 years. It's our 24th.
Crazy.
It's a lot of Valentine's days. Don't worry, I've already bought your gift.
Good.
Sometimes I think.
Hopefully it's been one of my favorite women owned businesses on Pearl Street.
That's right. Another, yeah, good little segue. A lot of good stuff here in Boulder to support, and it helps keep my wife happy. So, but this, what things are there to do in Boulder and Boulder County for Valentine's Day? Like, what do you think folks should go check out? What's a hot ticket there?
Or is that a question of what I enjoy doing on Valentine's Day?
What do you enjoy? What's available? What are some thoughts? Just share a little Valentine's vibe for folks, because tomorrow's Valentine's Day.
Tomorrow's Valentine's Day. I mean, everybody's different. I mean, one of the things that I really enjoy doing on Valentine's Day is being active and getting outside and doing stuff with you or the dogs and the kids. But I would like some just maybe time with you. You know, I always enjoy coming downtown for dinner. That being said, I also love Niwot for dinner.
Yeah.
There's a couple of great spots out there too. But yeah, what do you like doing?
Fun stuff, a little date night, same deal. I mean, I would love it if, unfortunately, Amanda and I have signed up for continuing education, a real estate class
that
day. Very bad timing for those folks. A brilliant class, but I can't believe it's on Wednesday. I like to just, again, surround myself in love. And that is what you just said, with you, with my kids, do something, nothing too out of the ordinary. Other events and stuff that are going on, I will say this, Amanda and I were trying to put together just a little fun thing where we, in fact, give away a date night. And so we were thinking about that. So follow us on Instagram. Check us out, Amanda Lovato Properties on Instagram. Follow me, the Michael Lovato on Instagram, because we have a little giveaway that we plan on doing for a date night. On Valentine's Day. So you can hit us up for that. And a little, right, we were going to do a little, you know, movie tickets. And a little
I know, dinner, we've so. Been talking about it for the last 2 weeks, so let's make it happen.
I just said it on the podcast, so it's happening. So that's something that I would consider. But folks, it's been super fun. We appreciate you joining us here today for the inaugural episode of Love Where You Live. We are in Boulder County. We love it here, and we hope you guys love it as well. We look forward to seeing you guys week after week with other exciting guests here from our area. In the meantime, go out in there and do something that you love.